My name is Jocelyn Ford. I arrived in China as a reporter in 2001. I worked for China Radio International, state radio, for 1 year, and then I opened the bureau for U.S. Public Radio's business show, Marketplace.
Could you tell me something about a little bit of the experience of working in a Chinese broadcaster?
Well, I arrived in China in a very interesting time. In 2001, China was about to get the Olympics. China was about to enter the World Trade Organization. And it was opening up. And I believe that is why they wanted a professional journalist to help develop a radio show that would be more lively. It was traditionally China Radio International was the voice of the government, the mouthpiece of the government. And I arrived and I told the editor the first day that I am a journalist. I don't do propaganda. There are things I can do and things that I can't do. And perhaps during this year, we might have a disagreement because I never would say something that I don't believe to be true. And I was actually very pleasantly surprised. There were the whole team that I was working with. We did the first live radio show since 1989 when students went on the air and called for foreign governments to support the students in Tiananmen Square. After that, they stopped all live radio broadcasts from China Radio International until 2001 when I arrived. So it was the first show to broadcast news live. There were a number of situations where I was quite pleased that I felt was sort of a breakthrough, that instead of only having the Chinese government's point of view, for example, when there was the spy plane incident where a Chinese plane crashed with a U.S. spy plane and the Chinese pilot died, I said, the American government is saying a different version of the story. We should put them both in the story. And they agreed to, and they did that not only for the show I was working on, but also for other shows. So it was a time of change, which was very interesting.
You mentioned the fact that they wanted to make the program a little bit more lively. So is that a trend in Chinese media right now to somehow trying to follow an audience? And if that's the case, what implication does it have for Chinese media?
Well, absolutely. I mean, Chinese media has commercialized a lot in the past 9 years since I arrived, and that has tremendous implications for, of course, what's in the media, because they need people to listen, to read, to see, to hear, and therefore they're going to take in, the people creating the news shows are going to take into consideration what their audience is interested in.
Well, this workshop was more on obstacles that foreign journalists encounter in China.
Unfortunately, I have to say that though the government now has spokespeople for each ministry, that you cannot expect them, A, to be in their seat when you call, or B, to ever return a call, or C, if they ask you to send in a fax with your questions, to ever get back to you. Though some officials are more outspoken than before, it is still a struggle. You have problems with statistics and their accuracy. Again, it's a fast-moving situation there. Some statistics are more accurate than before. The government is trying to do a better effort, but you really, before you use a statistic, you really should ask other experts whether they think it's, how reliable it is or how you should use it. Our biggest concern is if you're working on a story that the Chinese government may consider to be sensitive, or a local government may consider to be sensitive, is the safety of your sources. They can be intimidated, threatened. Some are actually in jail as we speak because they spoke to a foreign correspondent. Of course, your assistants and drivers and staff, if they could also come under threat if the government doesn't like what you're doing. As a foreign correspondent, you're less likely to face some sort of repercussion like that. Occasionally, there are threats regarding visas, but it's been a while now, I believe, since a foreign correspondent was actually thrown out of the country.
You mentioned a trend towards people in China knowing more about their own rights.
And I think that the Chinese government has made a tremendous effort to encourage rights awareness, to encourage rule by law, they often say. And though it has a long way to go, I have met many people who may not have that high education, but felt that they were slighted, they lost their land and it was done illegally. They have bought law books, studied the law themselves, and tried to, make sure that their rights were not violated. And I have found this in various parts of the country. I really didn't notice it when I arrived in China in 2001. And you can look at government publications, newspapers. There's been a huge emphasis on law and increasing awareness of it. And I think it's paid off.
Does it help journalists covering China?
Well, I think some citizens are more open. They're less fearful. If they're aware of their rights and they think they're on the right side of the law, they may be more willing to speak out about it. Of course, some of those who do are then threatened and put in, take great risks to do so. So it's not a, I can't give a simple answer.